You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 20th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. St. Louis police shooting footage exposes hidden systemic truths. In April 2026, the public finally saw the truth. A viral video shattered the official narrative. Body camera footage captured a St. Louis police officer shooting 17-year-old Emeshion Wilkins in the back of the head. The teenager was desperately running away. This fatal encounter originally occurred in June. Initial police reports claimed Wilkins was an armed suspect who turned and pointed a gun. The recently released video proved this story was completely false. The footage showed Wilkins fleeing with empty hands. He did not point a weapon. Investigators later found a firearm tucked inside his pants pocket. However, that weapon was completely disassembled and incapable of firing. The video release caused immediate public outrage. Many people questioned how this false report survived for years. Under current President Donald Trump, national law enforcement debates have steadily intensified across the country. This tragic incident adds another controversial chapter to that ongoing discussion. The official police narrative stood unchallenged for nearly 2 years before the footage emerged. The shocking visual evidence fundamentally changed how the public views local law enforcement transparency. Citizens are demanding immediate answers regarding this deadly encounter. The visual proof contradicts every detail provided by the initial commanding officers on the scene. The 2-year delay was highly intentional. Missouri state law provides a convenient shield for law enforcement officers. The state sunshine law hides active investigative police records. Departments can classify these important records as entirely closed files. This legal loophole prevents the public from seeing controversial footage. Investigations can remain active indefinitely without any formal criminal charges. Grieving families are consistently left in the dark. The family of Emeshion Wilkins fought an intense legal battle. They filed a federal civil rights lawsuit to seek justice. Federal discovery rules force government agencies to formally exchange evidence. This specific legal process compelled the department to release the hidden video. Without federal intervention, the footage might have remained completely hidden. This exact tactic was strictly necessary during the Daryl Ross case. Lawyers successfully used federal discovery to expose contradictory police narratives. Local state laws frequently protect officers from immediate public scrutiny. The discovery phase bypassing state law is a vital tool for civil rights attorneys. Families must often endure years of waiting before uncovering the truth. The legal system forces citizens to fight exhaustive battles for basic transparency. This delay heavily damages community relations and fosters deep suspicion. The prolonged wait for video evidence is a systemic barrier to true justice. State laws effectively prioritize police privacy over public accountability. Modern tensions between St. Louis police and residents run incredibly deep. The current lack of trust is historically rooted in extreme violence. The East St. Louis riots set a devastating regional precedent. White mobs violently attacked black neighborhoods during a period of intense racial hostility. They burned homes and ruthlessly murdered hundreds of innocent black residents. Police officers and the National Guard completely failed to intervene. Some historical reports indicate that authorities actively joined the violent mobs. The failure to prosecute rioters established a culture of zero local accountability. This historic tragedy deeply scarred the vulnerable community for many generations. By the 1920s, police systematically blamed unsolved crimes on black citizens. These early betrayals created a lasting divide regarding neighborhood safety. This painful pattern serves as a historical echo for systemic issues today. The legacy of state-sanctioned violence remains highly relevant in modern policing discussions. Generations of black residents have continuously experienced aggressive and unequal enforcement tactics. The historical context explains the immediate community suspicion surrounding police shootings. Law enforcement must acknowledge this dark history to understand current neighborhood anger. The Wilkins case is simply the latest event in a long timeline of broken promises. True reconciliation requires confronting these deeply embedded historical failures. Law enforcement in St. Louis historically relied upon extremely harsh tactics. For decades, officers operated under broad fleeing suspect rules. Police were legally allowed to shoot individuals who were running away. The United States Supreme Court forcefully attempted to change this practice. The landmark Garner case established very strict constitutional force limits. The ruling clearly stated officers cannot shoot unarmed fleeing suspects. An officer must believe the suspect poses an immediate danger. Despite this federal ruling, local enforcement practices remained largely unchanged. St. Louis continued to see disproportionate shootings of Black men. This harsh reality makes justice an elusive thing for many grieving families. The tragic shooting of Emeshion Wilkins directly mirrors this dark legacy. Officers completely ignored the federal standard by firing at an unarmed teenager. The Garner standard requires an objective evaluation of the immediate threat. Fleeing alone does not legally justify the use of lethal force. The continued use of deadly force against fleeing suspects violates constitutional rights. Local departments have struggled to align their internal practices with federal law. The visual evidence clearly shows Wilkins posing no physical threat while running. The failure to uphold this basic legal standard highlights severe training deficiencies. Body cameras were originally supposed to bring absolute clarity to police encounters. The push for this specific technology gained massive momentum in recent years. The fatal shooting of Michael Brown sparked intense national protests. The Ferguson unrest highlighted severe issues regarding modern police transparency. The public desperately demanded cameras to resolve contradictory witness testimonies. However, the local police department stubbornly resisted this requested change. The department did not fully equip officers until the end of 2020. Severe political disputes over union contracts caused massive implementation delays. The St. Louis Police Officers Association heavily opposed rapid implementation. This specific union historically represents a heavily majority white membership. Conversely, the Ethical Society of Police loudly demanded much stricter policies. This minority-focused association battles against deeply rooted systemic racism inside policing. These deep divisions frequently shape the political dynamics regarding local reform. The delay in camera deployment allowed unchecked police violence to continue for years. The competing unions present two completely different visions for neighborhood safety. The minority officers recognize the urgent need for verifiable video evidence. The majority union prioritized officer privacy over community demands for truth. The Wilkins footage perfectly demonstrates why these cameras are absolutely necessary. The internal battles over policy directly impact the lives of local citizens. Statistical data paints a truly grim picture of local law enforcement. The city consistently ranks highly for devastating incidents of police violence. Data officially shows the department has the absolute highest killing rate. This specific ranking compares St. Louis to other major American cities. Between 2009 and 2019, the city experienced truly massive civilian casualties. The local death rate is roughly 4 times higher than Chicago. The racial disparities within these violent encounters are extremely severe. Black residents currently face a significantly higher risk of sudden death. A Black person is over 7 times more likely to die. This staggering statistic compares directly to the local white population. The historical numbers clearly suggest that lethal force is applied unequally. The Wilkins case represents a devastating continuation of these troubling trends. Statistics reveal a deeply ingrained culture of violence against marginalized citizens. These numbers reflect the deadly consequences of failing to reform department policies. The data completely shatters the illusion of equal protection under the law. Community advocates continuously use these specific numbers to demand immediate federal intervention. The city struggles to justify these extreme rates of lethal force. Black neighborhoods bear the heaviest burden of this aggressive policing strategy. Residents have repeatedly demanded genuinely independent oversight of local police activities. In 2022, the city officially granted the Civilian Oversight Board subpoena power. This legal authority allowed the board to compel important testimony. Citizens finally felt they had a real voice in police accountability. However, this substantial progress was systematically dismantled in recent years. In 2025, state officials aggressively seized control of the local department. The state governor subsequently placed the department under a state-appointed board. This hostile state takeover immediately stripped local community boards of power. City officials explicitly warned local board members to stop their investigations. The current structure forces misconduct complaints back into internal affairs divisions. Independent civilian review is now virtually non-existent in the entire city. Consequently, accountability rates remain incredibly low for local law enforcement officers. Only 13% of civilian complaints were ever deemed completely successful. The justice system heavily favors law enforcement personnel over concerned citizens. The complete lack of external oversight creates a dangerous environment for abuse. Officers operate with the comforting knowledge that internal peers will evaluate them. This structural failure protects bad actors and further erodes community trust. The Wilkins shooting demonstrates exactly why independent civilian oversight is essential. Physical evidence often exposes the hidden flaws in official police narratives. The Emechion Wilkins case centers heavily on a completely disassembled firearm. The initial police supervisor confidently claimed Wilkins reached for his weapons. The department officially used this statement to justify the fatal force. However, forensic analysis absolutely proved this claim was physically impossible. The weapon found deeply tucked in his pocket was in pieces. A severely disassembled gun cannot be fired by a fleeing suspect. The broken pieces were securely tucked deep within his heavy clothing. This critical discrepancy strongly suggests the initial police report was fabricated. The officer involved later faced incredibly intense questioning during civil depositions. Official reports indicate the officer heavily invoked his Fifth Amendment rights. Refusing to confidently answer questions about the weapon heavily fueled suspicion. The presence of the broken weapon serves as truly undeniable proof. The officer chose silence over providing a factual explanation of events. This blatant contradiction between the physical evidence and the report is alarming. It highlights a dangerous pattern of falsifying reports to protect officers. The disassembled weapon proves that the teenager posed no immediate threat. The truth was hidden inside his pocket the entire time. The specific procedures for handling sensitive video evidence remain deeply flawed. The police department currently relies on an internal video management entity. Sworn police officers and internal department personnel entirely staff this division. This organizational structure clearly lacks the independence required for impartial investigation. The unit primarily focuses on preparing essential evidence for state prosecutors. Public release of crucial footage legally requires approval from the commissioner. Many local civil rights organizations heavily criticize this completely closed system. They firmly argue that internal specialized units will always protect officers. In response to recent public backlash, the department announced minor changes. A dedicated internal camera unit must now physically respond to scenes. Commanders are strictly supposed to review footage immediately after violent incidents. However, passionate critics firmly believe these internal changes fail to provide transparency. They view it as a distraction from deeply conflicting elements of justice. True accountability absolutely requires an entirely independent review of all deadly force. Internal reviews inherently carry an extreme bias toward protecting the department. The failure to establish independent evaluation ensures history will repeat itself. The Wilkins tragedy perfectly illustrates the devastating cost of an unchecked system. Copyright African Elements.